Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station, such as KYUS out of Miles City, Montana. And we're going to be approaching daylight savings time here coming up. And so I just wanted to, I got a little story about that from Jack Ostergaard today.
Oh, did you?
I do. Well, so I'm going to share that with you. What do you have lined up?
Guess what?
What?
It's a leap year.
Oh, it is leap year. That's right. Yep. We have a February 29th.
Yep.
In Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of our publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. Check it out online, tsln.com, and find out more. Your partner in the field. So, all right, you want to go first with that?
I'm just going to throw this out. What's the best way to wish someone a happy birthday on February 29th?
I don't know. It's because you only get a birthday every 4 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for not only being an exceptional friend, but also reminding us something like February 29th actually exists. I always knew you were special.
There are some folks that I know that have a birthday on the 29th.
Yeah, but let us know if you have. Drop us an email, Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E. Let us know if you have a birthday. One last one, where do most people eat out on Leap Day?
I don't know.
IHOP.
Oh, okay. Daylight Savings Time. This is from Jack Ostergaard out of Central Nebraska. This is in a book that he had published called Open Range. I think a lot of folks on our listening audience would like it if they could find that. I'm going to share this one with you since Daylight Savings Time is coming up when?
March 10th.
March 10th.
March
okay.
10th. Sooner than we think.
Daylight Savings Time again descends upon us all. It happens semi-annually in the spring and the fall. Though its reason might have merit among those who punch the clock, its logic simply is lost on those of us who raise livestock. I'm reminded of an Indian whose blanket was too short. No matter how he spread it, his comfort it did thwart. He'd pull his blanket up and tuck it neatly neath his chin and cover up his shoulders so the cold could not get in. Then he'd feel the bottom creep up somewhere around his knees, and though his top was warm, his calves and feet would freeze. So, with his feet, he'd work the blanket down about his toes and slowly feel the chill from his navel to his nose. After serious contemplation, he decided this must stop. So, he cut off a foot of the bottom and sewed it on the top. If you're looking for the moral of this silly little rhyme, it's all just so much nonsense, like daylight savings time. Open Range, Jack Ostergaard on that one.
That is funny. That is funny. Okay, I'm going to tell this joke, but it's okay because I have Norwegian in me, okay?
You are part Norwegian.
I am part Norwegian. A landscaper was supervising a crew of Norwegians sodding a new lawn. He had to keep shouting, "Green side up! Green side up!"
That's bad.
Oh, that is bad. Okay, let's divert, shall we?
Why do we pick on Norwegians? Is it because they take it so well?
Yes.
Is that what
actually,
it is?
Yes.
They have a good sense of humor?
I got that from a book. It's called Norwegian Stories. It's the world's largest collection of rib-tickling humor. And that's actually what they say is because they're so good-natured.
Oh.
Because we are so good-natured.
Good. Yeah, you are one of them.
Yes, I am one of them. Okay, so there you go. Might have some more of those coming up. Old Man Dan finally got around to taking all of his broken umbrellas into the repair shop. The next day on a bus ride to do some shopping, when he stood to disembark, he absentmindedly grabbed the umbrella belonging to the woman sitting beside him since he was in the habit of carrying one. The woman cried, "Stop, thief!" to Old Man Dan's apologies. Later that same day, after stopping at the repair shop to pick up all of his refurbished umbrellas, he boarded the bus to go home and encountered the same woman he crossed paths with earlier that morning. Clutching her own umbrella, she looked at the stack of umbrellas under Dan's arm, giving him a withering look, and said, "Well, looks like you had a productive day."
You're not going to get mine, right?
That's right. Okay, Mike, a little serious. There are only two mistakes one can make along the road to truth: not going all the way and not starting.
Oh, there you go. Folks, if you have something to share with the good stuff, whether it's a poem, a story, maybe a little anecdote about something that happened in your life, make sure you send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. Now, we can use your name on that. We like to give credit where credit is due to the author. And thanks for listening to the good stuff.